Okay, we're starting at the top of Ayin Hayim Aleph by the two dots. Itmar, this is a Gemara that we discussed earlier. Modi b'knas, b'achol kachum be'yidim. It's a person who admits to a knas, and then idim show up. Rav amar patur, u'shmul amar chayav. Rav says patur, shmul says chayav. We began the sugya yesterday, at the bottom of the daf yesterday, with Rav Huna amar Rav, that a modi b'knas, b'achol be'yidim is patur. And Shmuel believes that you're chayav. I'm Rav Barilai, my time is the Rav. What's the position of Rav, or where's it based on? So we saw this theme with once before. It says by Abba Bima Teret, right? It says, Im himasei, right? Himasei, biyado agneva, right? So when it says, himasei, timasei, what's the double lotion of himasei, timasei? So Rav says, Im himasei, be'edim. If he's found to have the gneva with edim, then timasei, b'dayanim. Then the b'dayanim get involved. I mean, the b'dayanim will be active and force him to pay out the kefel what he's supposed to pay. But on the other hand, prat, the mashiach, atmo. The excluded from that situation is a case where he incriminates himself. Because in the case where he incriminates himself, then it's not timasei by edim, and therefore you won't have timasei b'dayanim. So that is excluded. Now,
if himasei beidim, then timasei b'dayanim.
It's the result of the himasei beidim. Then you have himasei b'dayanim. If you're doing it, meaning prat mashiach small, where you do it yourself, then there will be no dayanim involved, which means you'll be patur. Now, what about lamali mashir yashiyun? Right, the pasuk also uses the term Asher Yashion Elohim Yishalem Shnayim Le'Oreu
Elohim.
Right. If over here it's probably Beis Din, right? So you write Asher Yashion Elohim Yishalem Shnayim Le'Oreu. Beis Din finds him to be Chayav, then he'll pay Shnayim Le'Oreu. Right? It's found later on in the parsha of Shomer Chinam. So there, what do you do with the word Asher Yashion? So it says Asher Yishiyun Elohim means basically makes you chayav and not as prata mashiach atzmo. So now Asher Yishiyun Avgal Ashramina Modu B'Kanat Racha Bacho Edim Patur. So Rav has two psukim that teach you the same thing, that is prat the mashiach atzmo. So what those two psukim that teach you prat the mashiach atzmo, that you cannot incriminate yourself, there are two circumstances in which you incriminate yourself. There's one where you incriminate yourself and there are no edim, that would be patur. The bigger fetish is that when you incriminate yourself and there are edim afterwards, in that case, you will also be patur, because I have two sukim, one to teach me each of those two. Chidushim. Shmuel amar achla, ha'u mi baile le ganavat tmo, kedetane be'chizkiya. Shmuel says, I need the himatei timatei to teach me the din of kefal by a regular ganav. If you remember, that was the, right, the machlokas we had between the two brisos, about where do you find toin tanat ganav, and where do you find ganavat tmo. Is toin tanat ganav and ganavat tmo found in the parsha of Shomer Chinam? Or is the parsha of Shomer Chinam only about Toin Tanat Ganav? And the din of Gneva we learn now from Baba Masteret, over here in this pasuk, Matei Ti Matei Biyadoa Gneva. That's what teaches about Gneva. And that's what Tanat Bechizkiya says. So based on that, Shmuel only has, therefore, one extraneous pasuk, which is Asher Yashion Elohim, that we're basically making chayat. So what's the least chiddish that you could get out of a prat Yemashiyah Tzmo or for incriminating yourself? That's when there are no edim available. So only when there are no edim available will we say that you are patur. But if there are edim available, you would be chayat.
Yeah, but it's also, when he is there are edim. So then, in any case, we say, okay, well, that's patur. And then it would depend if the following year, someone would come and testify against him. So then suddenly he would be chuzer v'ne'o and he would be chayav.
Sounds like, I mean, there is no, the Gemara doesn't really discuss the time limit. It sounds from the Gemara that most of the times that it seems like it's pretty proximate that it happens. But you can see a second in the case that it's almost, you know, simultaneous. But it seems from the Gemara, that's right, that if a modi b'knas is patur is only when the only reason we know that you are chayav is because of you. If we have another way of finding out that you're chayav, then that will take away your
modi b'knas. There's no modi b'knas, we're going to put their edim first and then he comes. But then every case is that you come before the edim, and then what's the, I don't know if you could do it like time of the crowd. It's because you came and you know that before.
Mark's going to discuss a little bit about what you're saying. Maybe there should be differentiation on why he's admitted. Right, which the Gemara is going to discuss in a minute. Basically, what you're saying is there should be a difference if he admits because of his own volition or because something's forcing him to admit.
Many times he could also admit without knowing that they're going to testify.
Right. So that's it. We'll see in a second. The Gemara makes such a differentiation, and then the Gemara tests that differentiation for the rest of the daf. So basically, similar to what you were suggesting right now. All right. Hey, Rabbi Shmuel. So Rabbi, a question in Shmuel's position. Ra'idim shemash mishim uba'im. He sees the Edim that are coming. Va'amar ganafti. Avalo tavakti v'lo machart. Says, sees the Edim are coming. So he says, let me take care of this quickly. Says, I saw. So then his motive is not when it comes to the Geneva. He wants to pay Kevel. Avalo tavakti v'lo machart. Enu mishalim elo karen. And he only pays for a karen. So here's a case where he wrote his motive is not. It's clear that the Edim are coming. So they're going to come right afterwards. And what does the price say? You only pay from karen. You don't pay Kevel. So the Edim can't be Mechayim in the Kefal afterwards. The Brisa never mentions that the Edim ever got them. He saw them coming, doesn't say they ever testified. So Shmuel says, the Edim never showed up. That's what happened. Let the Edim come and testify. Sounds like the Tanakhama holds, don't bother coming because there's no reason to come. You're not going to be Mechayim once he's Modeh Biknat. Similarly, Shmuel Lavika Rabbalos Reb Shimon the Kai Kavati says, you're asking me a question from the Brisa, but there's Rabbalos Reb Shimon who says, tell the Edim to come, which suggests that Modeh Biknas is, and then Achkach Vayu Edim is Chayah. So I'll just hold like Rabbalos Reb Shimon. What are you asking me from this Brisa? Says, Ana Damrik Rabbalos Reb Shimon. So the Gemara says, Shmuel Vada Tanayim. According to Shmuel, that Brisa is Vadaya Machloket Tanayim. And he can only agree with Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, he cannot agree with the Tanakhama. On the other hand, the Rav, Yimalei Matanayi. According to Rav, it doesn't have to be a Machloket Tanayim. Why? Amar Lecha Rav, Ana da Amri Afilu Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon. I can even hold like Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon. Tanakhama is easy for him to hold like because that's a case of Modeh Biknas, Rachakach Vayedim, Vipadur. Right? That's a case that he can agree with. The problem is Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon says, tell the agent to come. Which is Modeh Biknas, Rachakach Vayedim Chayav, how can Rav hold the disposition of Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon? He says, "Akam lo kamar Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, hakam el mishum de kam bo de machmat bi ututa de edim." Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon over there believes it's only because of the fear of the edim showing up that he runs to be Modeh Biknas. So we're not going to be poked at him because the only reason he showed up is because the edim showed up also. So the edim were the ones that really pushed him or generated the hodah. The only time it's going to be Modeh Biknas in Fotur is when it's not because of an outside factor like edim pushing him to admit. But in our case, when we're talking about where he does his own volition, then even Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon will agree that Modeh Biknas, Rachakach Vayedim, is patur. Now, the Gemara says, Amar Rav Hamnuna, Mistavra Milti the Rav. So this is a little along the lines of what you were asking, David. That Rav Hamnuna says that Rav's position makes sense, but Omer Ganavti, Ubo Eidim Shaganav, patur. He says that when he says, I stole, and then afterwards, Edim comes and says, he stole, right? So now we have what Modeh Biknas, Rachakach Vayedim, Sharei Chayav Atzmo Bikeren. Because his admission, right, still incriminates him to the point where he'll have to pay back the money that he stole. The only thing that it's poter him from is the Kefel. So the Edim are trying to be Mechayim him Kefel, and his Modeh Biknas is really, he's trying to do tshuva. He wants to give back that which he stole. So when he admits, he's actually going to have to be out of pocket. He's going to have to pay money out of pocket. The Karen, all he's freeing himself from is the Kefel. So therefore, when he admits, Modeh Biknas, Rachakach Vayedim, by Kefel, that makes sense.
Why is he out of pocket?
Because he has to pay back the money that he stole.
But he just gives back what he stole.
Right. I mean, not out of pocket in the sense that he's losing money, but that he's actually costing him money to admit. Okay. It's not that it's a free pass. If he admits, he's Pata Lagame,
right.
Which you're going to see a case in a second when he admits and then he has to pay nothing. So in the case where he has to at least fork out some money, then we say his Modeh Biknas is genuine.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Aval, Amar, Lo Ganapti, Ubo Edim Shaganav. So first he says, I didn't steal. Then Edim comes and says, he did steal. V'chazar Amar, Tavachu Macharti. Then right away he jumps in and says, listen, I shechted and I stole it. Ubo Edim Shatavachu Machar Chayav. In that case, when the Edim come and corroborate what he's admitting, then he should be Chayav. Why? Because now he's Chayav nothing. I mean, when the Edim come and say that he's Chayav in the Kneva, now he has to pay, right, Kefel. Because he said, at first, Lo Ganavti. Now the Edim come saying he's Ganav, now he pays Kefel. Now what does he go do? He says, guess what? I was also Tovei Chomochech. Now his admission of Tovech Mocher does nothing except free him from having to pay. Meaning that he's not obligating himself to pay anything. He's only freeing himself from the obligation to pay the two or three additional times that will get him to the four or five times. So Amar, so this Gemara is a little difficult. What exactly the Girsa here is somewhat unclear. We see three interpretations. All right, one is, the first interpretation is Amar Rava Kapachti, the Sabei de Rav, the Sabei de Bei Rav. It says, I have a way, Rashi, this is the way in Rashi itself. When he says Kapachti, it's right across where we are in the Gemara. It says, Yesh Biyadi Tshuvah Kapach Tavarav. I have an answer, I have the trump card in hand to knock off what Rav Hamnuna just said. This distinction within Rav, I have the trump card to override or to say that that's not a good distinction. That's the first interpretation of Rashi. What's written in Rashi is very likely not Rashi. Right? It's probably not Rashi, because Tosfos quotes Rashi, and it's not what we have in our Rashi over here. This is probably not Rashi. That's one interpretation. The other interpretation is right next to it. If you see a quote in the Mesot HaShas, quotes the Marshal, which quotes basically what Tosfos quotes as Rashi, which is, Kapchinu the Sabei de Bei Rav, that I cause pain. See, Arta v'ichasa the Chol B'nei Yeshiva. He says, Kapchinu the Sabei de Rav, you Rav Huna cause pain, Rav Hamnuna, I'm sorry, you Rav Hamnuna cause pain to all the Talmidim of the Beit Medrash of Rav. Why? Because you suggested this Chiluk in Rav, which has no basis. Right? Because I have the answer. I have a way to uproot that. I have a way to answer that. And it's not true. So according to the two ways we saw in Rashi, now one way that is that Rav Hamnuna made a statement of Chiluk in Rav, a distinction within Rav, and Rav is coming along to say, listen, first of all, either I have an answer to you, you're wrong, or number two is you caused a huge amount of pain to all the Sabbath Bei Rav, to all those that are in the Beis Medrash of Rav, because you suggested a solution or a chiluk that is not valid. And I have an answer to it. So in both cases, according to Rashi, Rav is coming to uproot or undermine the position of Rav Hamnuna, this distinction that Rav Hamnuna draws. Tosfos, on the other hand, says that's not the way the word kapachti is used throughout Shas. Says, whenever you use kapachti Shas, that the word kapachti means near the face. Amalei Rava kapachta the Sabbath Rav Kumar. Amalei Rava the Rav Hamnuna nitachta the Rav Huna. You overcame Rav Huna. Shehu Sabbath Bei Rav. Who is the Sabbath Bei Rav? Shulei Zalachalei Kasher Kivakta. Because he didn't know how to answer like you answered. Right? The way Tosfos says that Rava is coming to support the position of Rav Hamnuna. Because kipachta, without the shot, means nitachti. I overcame. I succeeded. The way Rashi is learning it is Kapchino is either Tiarti v'Yachasti. Rashbam also has a different Girsa, which he changes it to Amar Le Rava, but he changes that from Amar Le Rava, which is not our Girsa, to Ella Amar Rava Kipachtu Sabed Rav, which is basically our Girsa now, based on the Rashi that we have, which is probably the Rashbam. It's probably not Rashi, but the Rashbam, who says that Kipachti the Sabed Rav, Pershin Takti is Rav Hamnuna, that I overcame, I have an answer to Rav Hamnuna. So according to Rashi, the two interpretations, one seems to be the Rashbam, the other one is Rashi, that Rav is coming to disagree with Rav Hamnuna's chiluk. Tosfos says that Rav is coming to support the position of Rav Hamnuna. What is that? So listen to this. What's this? Abed Rav, why? Daha. Rav Gamliel poseret mo biklum. Yesterday, at the end of yesterday's daf, we had the case of Rabbi Gamliel who knocked out the ayin heavy abdo. So he knocked out his ayin heavy abdo, he says, he went to Rabbi Shua, he tells him, listen, now my Tevi, my Abdi can go free. He says, guess what? No, he's not anymore, because you just admitted that you did it. But right afterwards we said, what? The first Brisa that we brought said, because there are no Edim, Tevi, your Evid does not go free. Implying that if there were Edim, then he would be Chayav. Right. Abba. So, Kavach Makum Abba. But Kamarle Rab Chisul Rabuna. Rav Chisda questioned Rav Huna based on this brisa. How could it be Modi B'Knaas, Rachavav Ba'idim Patur? Because here we see Modi B'Knaas, Rachavav Ba'idim is Chayav in the case of Rabbi Gamliel. Velo Kamishanile. And Rav Huna had an easy answer. Based on Rav Hamnuna, Rav Huna could have answered up. There's a difference. There's a difference in Modi B'Knaas, Rachavav Ba'idim. Depends what you're doing with your Modi B'Knaas. If your Modi B'Knaas ends up obligating you in some portion or some form, and pottering you a portion of it, then that is a good modeh b'knas, Because you obligated yourself, so you're really trying to do the right thing. The Eidim come afterwards, they're not going to obligate you. On the other hand, when it's Mozabik Knas, and he is totally freed, there's no downside for him to admit to the Knas. It's only upside for him. He just says, yeah, I did it. Because then he's puzzled the Gamri, and then afterwards the Eidim will come, it won't matter. So it's always better for him to admit, in order to protect himself. So now, what's the case over there? The case over there is that Rabbi Gamliel knocked out the Ayin Tevi Abdo. And when knocked out the Ayin Tevi Abdo, he admits that he knocked out the Ayin Tevi Abdo. What happens now? Tevi Abdo remains his servant. Meaning that Rabbi Gamliel loses nothing. Meaning that Rabbi Gamliel only has upside by admitting to the fact that he knocked out his Ayin Tevi Abdo. Because what happens? Instead of him going free, now he remains a slave with Rabbi Gamliel. So it's equivalent to being Potter the Gamri. Because
right,
now
the case of Avraham Hamishah.
Right. The case of Tavakti Makarti where he admits, because there is Pasul Gamri. So if Rav Chisda asked Rav Huna a question, how could Rav believe Mozeh B'Knas, Rachel B'Gleidim is Patur? Here I have a case for Gamliel where we said Rav Shua says it's Chayav. He should have drawn the distinction of Rav Amnuna. What's the distinction of Rav Amnuna? The distinction of Rav Amnuna is, well, if he's Pasul Gamri, that's why Rav Shua said it's Chayav. Rav made a statement only when you were not Poter Legamre, when you at least you were Mechayv yourself to carry, Mechayv yourself in portion, then Mozeh B'Knas, Rachel B'Eidim is Patur. So that's the distinction. The fact that he didn't, according to Rashi, shows you that Rav Huna's Chiluk is wrong. Because Rav Huna is the Sabi to Bei Rav. He's one of the elders of Bei Rav. He learned by Rav, and he knew what Rav said. And therefore, if he didn't say it, right, it didn't make the distinction, it's clear that Rav Huna is wrong. That's where the Rashi and the Rashi are learning that Rav Amnuna is wrong because Rav Huna does not support his position. Other Tosfos learned, no. Rav Amnuna, kipakta, you overcame, you were minaseach, Rav Huna was the Sabi Bei Rav. Means Rav Huna could have had an answer. That's your answer, Rav Amnuna. And he did it. And you came up with an answer to solve his problem that he didn't think of or he didn't know. And that's how good it is. Your answer is so good that it even would have helped out Rav Huna, who was the Sabi Bei Rav, didn't even know about it. So that's why it's so good. The reason Tosfos leans in that favor is that the whole Gemara now is going to basically support this position of Rav Amnuna. And that's the next line in the Gemara. Itmar Nami, I'm Rav Chir Ba'ava, I'm Rav Yochanan. That was Ganapsi, Ba'au, Eidim, Shaganav, Patur. Right, Itmar Nami, exactly. So it says, why would you bring a support to the position of Rav Amnuna right after you just undermined it? If Rav came to undermine the position of Rav Amnuna, why would you bring another person that supports him? The Itmar Nami should have been done before that. Right, the fact that it's done afterwards seems to suggest that Rava is continuing the flow of the Gemara, and that's what it says. Rava is supporting the position of Rav Amnuna, and that's exactly what we're saying now, that Rav Chiya Bar Abba and Rav Yochanan is doing the same thing. Then he says, Ganafi, Bawa Eidim Shaganaf, he was Gonev. And then Eidim come and said that he was Gonev, Patur. Shere Chayev and Smo, Bekirin. Right, so he admitted to stealing. And then Eidim come, he's Patur. Why? Because he's Nechayev and Sal Bekirin. Aval Amar lo ganavti, alright? Ubo Eidim Shganav. Case where he says, I didn't steal. And then Eidim comes in and Mechayim and then he stole. Chaz Amar Tavakti Macharti jumps in and says, Tavakti Macharti, Ubo Eidim Shadokamar, Chayyab, Shari Patar, Tumomiklo. Because in this case, he's pulled himself from anything. He's not, right? Once he says, I am Tobeach Mocher, basically just freed himself from any payment. He didn't, no downside to him saying that. So Amar Rav Ashi, Masnitin, Ubraita Nami Dinka. So again, now Rav Ashi is also bringing up proof to Rav Amnuna's position. Again, why would we say that Rav is coming to undermine it, and now we just the Gemara is playing out over and over again positions that support Rav Amnuna? So over here, Rav Ashi says Matnitin our Mishnah and the Breita are Nami Deka. Matnitin is not our Mishnah says Ganav al Pishnayim b'Tavaku Machar al Pied Echad or al Piatmo. Our Mishnah says that he stole by two Eidim and then he was Tavaku Machar al Piatmo or al Pied Echad. Mishalmi Tushlimi case, or that it's Chayav Kevul because the Eidim showed up about the Neva. Whereas when it comes to the Arab of Chamisha, it's Patur. Beinu Mishalim Tashlumi Arab of Chamisha. Lama li the Tani Ganav al Pishnayim, Litnei Ganav Betavach Umachar al Pied Echad. Why is the Mishnah set up the case that he stole with two people, he had to make Kefel, and then he Toveach Mocher al Pied Echad? Why doesn't the Mishnah just make the whole case al Pied Echad? Right then, Gonev al Pied Echad, right, and then he was Toveach Mocher al Pied Echad. Well, Piatmo, Enu Mishalim Ela Karen, then he only pays to Karen. Why is the Mishnah distinguished between Ganav and Toveach Mocher? Ella, Lav HaKamashalan. Must be that this is what it's coming to teach us. Ganav al Pishnayim, Vitavarach al Piachad, or Piatmo. Who do lo Mechayim Etmo be Karen? Who do Amrin and al Piatmo do you the Al Piedachad? Right, so we compared before we saw this in the Gemara earlier that the Gemara drew a parallel between Al Pi Atzmo and Al Pi Echad. That Al Pi Atzmo works just like Al Pi Echad, just like Al Pi Echad you are patur until another aid shows up. So too Al Pi Atzmo you're patur until aidim show up. When is it true when aidim show up that you're chayav? When is that true? Only by the case of Tovayach Umocher. That's not true by Gneva. That's why the Mishnah couldn't have that in the case to be Alpiyat Echad for Gneva, Tovayach Umocher. Because it does not apply across the board. What's the difference between Gneva and Tovayach Umocher? By Gneva, when you're Modeh, you're Mechai yourself the carrot. By Tovayach Umocher, you Poter yourself the gamrit. That's the distinction. Ma Alpiyat Echad ki Atiyat Echad mitzarech zahadei. When Alpiyat Echad, right, if another Echad shows up, then they're mitzarech. And their chayav, Tosfos points out, what does it mean that you're mitzarei from here? The post is earlier, when we saw this more earlier, Tosfos says there has to be a case where the two of them didn't see each other. It's a case where they didn't see each other and they show up together, because otherwise there are really one edus to start with. Here, the Gemara wanted to be two separate edus, so here they didn't see each other. Al pi atzmo nami, ki atu edim mechayei. Right, also here, when edim come, it's chayav. Aval ganav v'tavach u'machar al pi edachad al pi atzmo dechayev atzmo b'keren lo amrinin al pi atzmo dumyad al pi edachad. There we don't draw that comparison because it's not true. If Edom come, he would be patur in that case. Bright though, what's the deal from a bright? It's a tanya. Ra'a Edom shemisham mash mishim u'ba'im. So Edom never coming. U'ba'amar ganavti, and he runs in and says, I stole. Aval lo tavachti v'lo macharti. Right, but he didn't. But then he says, "What? I was not tovayach u'mocher. Ainu mashalim elo keren. He only pays keren. Lama le'demitna v'amar ganavti. Avalo tavachti v'lo macharti. Why does the brisa say that he stole, but then he quickly says, "I didn't tovayach. I wasn't tovayach. I wasn't mocher. Let it hitnei ganavti or tavachti macharti. Let him say all three of them. I did all three. Why not? Elo hakamash malon." Time of the Amar Ganavti, who the Chayav at Tzmo B'Keren, or the Chayav, right, the Chayav at Tzmo B'Keren, case where he says Ganavti, where he's Mechayav himself with the Keren, that's the case where Vachachach Bo Yidim is Patur, Patur, Aval Amar, Lo Ganavti, Uba Yidim Shganav, case where he says Lo Ganavti, and then Yidim come and say Ganav, Bechazim Amar Tavachu Makarti, Bo Yidim Shtavachu Makar, to Lo Chayav at Tzmo B'Keren, Chayav, in that case when Yidim show up, he would be Chayav. Alma Hodat Tzficha, La Hodahi. That the Hodah Tzvicha is not a good Hodah. So Imri, no. Let us say Lohi. Right? That's not the case. Gufa Kamashman, it's coming to teach us. The Kevin Damar Ganasi, Afagav Damar Lo Tavakti Velo Macharti, Bo Eidim Shetabako Machar Patur. That even though he says, I stole, Afagav Damar Lo Tavakti Velo Macharti, and then he says, so now we know he stole. Then he says, I did not Tovayach u'Mocher, and Edom come and say that he was Tovayach u'Mocher. He's still Patur. Why? Why is he Patur? My time is Tashlumei Arba Chamisha Amar Rachmanav Lo Tashlumei should be Shlosh of Arba, right? That when he admits to being Gonev, what happens? He pays Karen and not Kefel. But the Gemara later on has been established this, that four and five times is really made up of two parts. It's made up of Kefel plus two and three times. So if you eliminate his payment of kefel, then he can never get to arba v'chamisha. So then it'll become irrelevant when the aidim show up. That's what the mission. That's what the price is coming to teach us. Price is coming to teach us that even when he admits to the gneva, gets rid of the kefel, it's all over. Because then it doesn't matter what happens with the gneva or the tzvicha mechir. Because even the aidim show up and say that he was tovayach u'mocher, it's irrelevant because they can only be mechayev him.
So then it's
right? Three and four, and
so then he would be patur. Why? Because he was potentially himself.
Right.
Miyama would be patur.
All right. This is the answer. That's right. This answer is trying to say you have no proof to what you just said in front of the bride. And the bride could be one of two solutions. I mean, what you're suggesting, the first thing is you buy the bride as a proof because exactly what you said. Why is he Patur? What's the difference between Ganav and Tovayach u'Mocher? It's a question of he's Mechayev, it's small in the Karen by Ganav. But Tovayach u'Mocher is Patur, small because Begamre, that's why it's Patur. That's what Gemara is saying. The bride is not a proof because, well, I have another reason I can say you're Patur. Nothing to do with being Modeh Biknas. Which is that the reason you're Patur here is because the Edom can't be Mechayev as you are Arba Chamisha. So once there's no case of Arba Chamisha, then I can't be Mechayev. So the price is not approved. That's all the Gemara is saying. Ain't Ochanami, one excludes the other. Alright, Leimach is tonight. Let us say that the Machlokes between whether Hodah B'Tzvicha is a good Hodah or not, right? Meaning that, is that by itself, when you make a Hodah'ah that's holding yourself to Gamre, is that a good odar or not a good odar? Let's say that's Machlokas Tanaim. Where is that? Are you Shnayim Edim Sheganav? Two people testified that he was Gonev. Are you Shnayim Edim Ozo Shetavachu Makar? And two separate Edim said that he was Tavachu Makar. Husmu Edei Gneva. The Edei Gneva were made into Edim Zomimim. Right? Edu Shabbat Lamiksas and Batla Kula. Then, right, once you lose the Gneva, then Tavachu Makar becomes irrelevant because it could have been him that he was Tavachu Makar. If you don't have evidence that he was Gonev, then Tavachu Makar is irrelevant. Husmu Adei Tricha. The other hand is, if the Edei Tricha became Zomimim, who Mishalim Teshlumei Kepel? Then he pays Kepel because you have real Edim that said he was Gonev. Behem Mishalim Teshlumei Shlosha. And Arba, right? The Edim Zomimim are going to pay this three or four times. They were trying to be Mechayim beyond the Kepel because they were found to be Edim Zomimim. Mishum Sumchut Amru. According to Sumchut, it says Mishalim Teshlumei Kepel. That they pay Teshlumei Kepel. Behem Mishalim Teshlumei Shlosha for the power of Shnayim Na'ayel. And he pays the three times for the power and the two times for the ayel. Right. Ahai. What is Simchus going on? Right. What is Simchus doing over here? What's going on? So he says, Ilema Resha. If he goes on the Resha, the case where the Eden that said it is Gonev were found to be in Zomimim, Leila the Simchus, Eden Shabbat, Miksas, and Batal Kula. I mean, that's a basic principle in Eden. That if you have one part of the Eden is gone, the other part falls apart automatically. Oh, it's also over here. But if you have no Gneva, then you have no Tavicha and Mechira. So there's nothing to talk about. Ela Seifa. Must be that Sumchus is going on the Seifa. So Shapri Kamre Rabbanan. What type of point does that Sumchus have against the Rabbanan? The Rabbanan have a good position. What's that? Who Mishalim Teshlumei Kepel? You have Edim that say he was Gonev, so you should pay Teshlumei Kepel. Behem Mishalim Teshlumei Shlosha. And they pay the Shlosha, right, or the Arb. The Shnayim or Shlosha, I'm sorry, the two or three times, because they tried to get him to be Chayav four or five times. So they make up the differential and they're going to pay that to him because they tried to be Mechayav. Ella, Milsa Chuita Ikebenayu. Now, Sumchus is addressing an issue that's not explicit in the, right, in this quoted Brisa that we just had. Kigon, what's the case? The Asu Beitre, Tuka Edim come along, Imre Le Ganasa. They say to him, you stole. I'm like, oh, in, ganafti. You're right, I did steal. Vitabakti, umacharti. Not only did I steal, but I was also tobeach umacher. Right, he realized, basically, things weren't going well. His agent had said, he's tobeach, says, you're right. He goes, in, ganafti. But not only was I ganafti, vitabakti umacharti. Mew, lobitnechem ganafti. But, the problem is that you guys are wrong, you know why? Because I didn't steal it in front of you. You guys have no clue that I stole it. You're right that I stole it, but it wasn't you who saw it that I stole it. And new Edom come along, and they come along and they say that you first said of Edom are Edom Zomimim. Why? Because you didn't see him do it. And now the Baal Bayit brings his witnesses. They bring along Edom, separate Edom, that say, listen, on another day or another place, wherever he said it happened.
Was it Baal Bayit in the Ganav?
But no, Baal Bayit is the original person that he stole from. Okay. Right? The Baal Bayit brings Edim and says, listen, he did steal from you, stole from you on a different day totally, like the Ganav admitted. Like the Ganav admitted that I stole from you, but at a different time. And they come along and say, go now, Tavayach Mecher. Right? Ubaudat Micha Kamif Legate. The argument between the Chachamim and Sukkot is about the Odah of the Tzvicha. The Rabbanan Tzav, right? Afagav the Odah Gineva Machmat Edim Hu the Kamode. Right, so even though the Hodah of Geneva came because of the Edim, right, Hodah the Tzvicha Hodahi Upatur, the Hodah of Tzvicha Mechira was not precipitated by the Edim, right? Since it wasn't precipitated by the Edim, therefore there will be what Patur. This is similar to like Rav Shimon was it before?
Shtayim
is the additional Shtayim is Shlosha that you would add on. That's what they'll come and say you're chay for the Kepel, because why? Because the only reason you admitted over here to the fact was because the other Edim pushed you. The other Edom came and pushed you, and therefore you admitted to that. So your Modeh B'Knat, your Modeh B'Kepo here came only because other Edom were present. Right, but now, what? When it comes to the case of Shtayim Shlosha, the additional 4 or 5, when it says I was Tobeah Pumucher, no Edom came. He admitted that on his own volition. So when he admitted that on his own volition, that's a good Hodah, and it'll be Patur. Despite the fact that when he admits to it, he's Patur Gamre. Right? So then according to our Chachamim, he's going to be put to the Gamre. But Sumchus Tavar. Sumchus says no. Kevin do adag neva machmat edim hu, the kamodet zvicha lavodo. That because the neva came about because of edim, that hodah of zvicha is not a good hodah. Why is it not a good hodah? Because when he's now admitting to the Tzvicha Mechira, that means that he's told himself to gather. When it comes to the Gneva, he admitted because they him, that's why he's going to be a Chayav. But when it comes to Tzvicha Mechira, the only reason he admitted now is because he has no downside to admit. Right, once there, it's a free pass. He just says, I'm Patur, and that's it. Right, Vana Chayzim Kamai, that's the minimum, Mishalm Tashlume Kefel. They first they didn't pay Tashlume Kefel, because they're the ones who caused the problem here. And he'll pay the two or three times to make up the differential, meaning
why?
That he has to pay.
Why does he have to pay each time for something? He was Moder, there weren't any Edim against him.
No, there are, and eventually there are Edim against him.
Yeah, but he was Moder before this.
Right, but that's the whole point. Moder Beknas, Vachakal Bo Edim, that's Rav Amnuna's distinction. In the case where you told yourself to God, right, that's not as good as you are Chayav. That's exactly the case, right? That's exactly the Machos, between the Chachamim and Sumchus. And that's not close to the answer. So we just look, take a quick peek in Rashi here. Take a quick peek.
What's the term Shoshara Pao Shnayim Da'ayim?
That's the additional amount that he pays. Right. That you pay. I told you that before, that Kefel, that four or five times of Shor and Kevis, is really made up of Kefel plus two and three times.
Yeah.
So that's what he pays the two or three times that he couldn't get himself out of. The Kefel, the Edim has to pay him, and then he'll have to pay it again out.
No,
Par and Ayo is a big, it's the same thing as Shor and Seth, right? And Ayo is a big Seth, and Par is a big Shor, right? Right now, Balabai, just if you look at Rashi, I see Balabai Tzadik, Akrine, the Garam Tavachum Akar, Bika'amri Rabbanon, the Rabbanon say, Dehein Mishalmim Tashlume Kevel the Ganav. Who paid Tashlume Kevel to the Ganav? They didn't know him. The Aganav Labalim. And then the Ganav has to pay straight half through that Kefel to the Balim, right? Because he also just only admitted because of the showing up of these Nezim here. But who Patur mi Dalet Vehe? And he is Patur from Dalet Vehe. Da Odi Atzicha Vahodahi. Because he admitted about the Tzicha, and that's a good Hodah. Right? Now, Afagav, the Aisi Balabai Tzadeh, the Ganav, right? Even though the Balabai later brings on Ezim that he's going to eat, Patur, the Hodah Gemurahi. It's a good Hodah. Even though he's not b'chayim himself in Karen, the karma b'chu, right? Even though over here, when he admits it, he's not b'chayim himself in Karen because he really is, in a sense, poter himself, the gamre. Karma b'chu sumchus, hein mishalmim kefel, v'hu mishalmim teshlumei shlosha. The odah de tzvicha, lav odahi. Because according to him, the odah of tzvicha is not a good odah. Shrei patar atzmo mikum. Because there he eliminates being chayab for anything. Right, so now, the Rabbanan, keep going, Rashi. Rabbanan, Sari, Afagav, the Gneva, Machma, Deitim, Komode, that even though the Gneva came in, be Inu Hodah, it's not a good Hodah, but Chayav, the Shalem, the Baalim, Oto Kevo, Shun Hotel, Me'elu. He's got to pass through the Kevo he gets from the Edom Domer, means he's got to give to the Baalim. Why? Because the only reason they admitted over here, because the Edom were showing up. Even though he said, listen, I stole some other time, but nevertheless, no, the admission only came out because of them. He's not admitting to the Tzvicha Mechira because of the fear of the Edim. The Edim don't testify about that at all. That's not why he's admitting. That's a valid Hodah. Patur mi Dalet Vehe. Afagav the Patur mitzvah mikum b'Hodah. So this disagrees with Rama Nuna. And says that he's Patur, that even when you poter yourself the Gamre, Modeh b'Knas, Rachabach v'Edim, is still Patur. Da'Hodah sh'genavti, keman da'amar lo genavti, dummy. Because Hodah, when he says that I was Gonev, right, it's as if he said, I didn't steal. The Machmat Kamai Odim, because with reference to the second set of Edim, right, it's as if he said, what? It's as if he admitted, right, the only reason that he said I was Gonev is because the first set of Edim. So it's equivalent to him saying that I did not steal. Mad Mechayev and Karen Bekefo, Meshum Edut Achronim. And the reason now he's Chayev and Karen and Kefo is because of the second set of Edim that come along, who? V'lav Meshum Hodato, and not because of his admission. Right? Because his admission is an invalid admission. Right? His admission is an invalid admission because he did it under duress because of the first set of Edim. The first set of Edim are eliminated now because they're found to be Edim Zomimim. Then a second set of Edim come along and say, Ganav, Tovach, Umachar.
It's not really duress because he could have just said, I have Edim to prove that you weren't here and didn't say it.
Right.
So it really wasn't duress. He admits it. It really wasn't that duress, his admission.
But why did he say that only after Edim showed up did he start to admit? That's the correct assumption here, is that the Edim pushed him to admit over here. Otherwise, why bring the Edom in at all?
But the mere fact that he says that you're Edom Zomer and I have Edom to prove it, so...
Well, he didn't have Edom to prove it, but Edom do show up to prove it. But all he says is that I did steal, but I did it somewhere else. That gives lens support later on, so the Edom Zomer will show up. But that's not that he brought those Edom. Alright, so therefore, when he said in the first place, I was going to Edom, we disregard it because he only admitted because Edom showed it up. Then later on, when the second time Edom comes and says, get up, we say, you're Hayav, Karen, and Kefel, because they're good Edom. They're the first ones to tell us that he was stole. Then, the Toveach, the Mecher, right, he was the one who would offer that voluntarily. Since he offered that voluntarily, according to Chachamim, he's Patur, even when it's Poterim, the Gamre. Sukkot's position is that the cannot pays Kefel, just like the Rabbanan say he pays Kefel. He passes through the Kefel from the Edom Zomimim, he's going to pass it through to the Balabayit. And he pays the Shayim Shlosha to make up the Arba Chamisha because he holds when you poter yourself the Gamrei by Hodah, that's not a good Hodah. And when Edom come along afterwards and say Tobeach Vocher, then you are Chayav. Gemara says, no, it doesn't have to be a Machlokes Tanayim. Amar Rav Acha Breid Rav Ika, look, that's not the case. De Kuliyama Hodah De Tzvicha Lav Hodoi. Everybody agrees that when you do a Hodah Tzvicha, it's not a good Hodah, like Rav Hamnuna. Right, that when you are Modeh and it's poter you the Gamrei, that's not a good Hodah. Ela be'edus, shia tayichola zimaka mislege. They're arguing in edus that it's unable to have hazama done to it. Why is that? Go on to Atasadeh. Okay, so here's what Edom come. Vimrilei ganapta. They said, you stole. Vamrilei ganapti, v'tavachti u'makarti. Says, I was going to have to wear for Macher. Miu. Lo bifnechem ganapti, ela bifnei ploni uploni. Except I did it in front of so-and-so. This is like what you were saying, right? The Gedaliah. Vazi Sade. And then he brings Sade Vazminu to Loba Apayu Ganav. And he brings out an Edom. He himself brings Edom. That was? That made him him. Right? Ganav. Vazidu Ploni Uploni.
Loba
Apayu Ganav. To Loba Apayu Ganav. Vazidu Ploni Uploni. Vazidu Pei to Ganav. And then another set of Edom come along and say, listen, he did steal, but the Vahakum Akar. So he did. Vahakum Ifli. Rabbanan, Sarve Avali, Edu, Shiatayo, Chod Azima. It's an Edu that you can't be Mezim anymore. Why? Because he says that this Edu, this new Edim that come along, he's basically saying, listen, I did it in front of them. If he did it in front of them, then he's admitting that they were there at the time. Now, how can other Edom come along and say you weren't there when the Ganav Asmo says they were there? Right? So that's a Edut, Shia Tayachol Azima. Shia Tayachol Azima. Koi Edut, Shia Tayachol Azima. Love Edut. It's not a good Edut. Because you can't undermine the position of these Edom who come along because the Ganav himself is saying that he did it in front of them. Okay, so that's maybe what Sumchot's position is. But Sumchot Sabar, Sumchot Sabar Edut, Shia Tayachol Azima, Abi Edut. He all that, right? That Sumchus is going to say that Edut Shia Tayyachol Zima Zima Edut, but says, wait, how came along the Edut Shia Tayyachol Zima Lo Abi Edut? That's a general principle. What do you mean? What, how could Sumchus ignore that principle? So Amar says, no, the distinction in Sumchus is like this. Hana Mili Hekka Lo Yade Be Eze Yom U Be Eze Sha'a. The Lekal Edut Kalal. That is only when we don't know what day and what time. Right, these Edim are testifying about. We don't know when they're testifying about, or they're not saying a specific time when they saw it. Then that's a Edut, because nobody can claim that they weren't there because nobody knows when they're saying they were there. On the other hand, of a Hochas, you are to whom to stimulate. Exactly what a little bit was Maidu, that's basically what David is saying, that he's helping them. It's not that, right? It's not that they're saying that we're not admitting when we saw it or how we saw it. They do. We say we saw it at this time, at this place. And just he's saying that they were there. The Ganav is admitting that they were there. So since they were admitting that they were there, it's not a Shi'iyah Tayyachol Yazima, right? Because they're telling the truth. The Kushka Kamasada. The reason you can't be mazing them is because they're actually telling the truth now. Because they're corroborating that they were there when the Ganav says that they were there. So therefore, their Edut is really supporting the whole position or the whole.
Because the whole reason that he's admitting and he's doing this whole thing, because he knows that if he's going to admit, together with these Edim, Shuganav Tavach Umachar, Uyefatu, he's going to pay only Karen.
Right, but it doesn't work. In the end, it doesn't work for him, because Ganav, under duress, which we said here, is not a Hodah. So he's going to have to pay Kefil anyway. He's not doing it. He's not benefiting by doing that. The lie is not benefiting him right now. that I have anything. The only thing that benefits them is the commission of the Tobeach Mocher. And we said that Tobeach Mocher in the face of being posted by Gamri doesn't help him either. That doesn't help him either. So he's done nothing that helps him so far. The only thing, the only question at hand is whether his, when he makes this admission that brings in these other Edim, right, does that a Edut Shiyat HaYachol HaZima, and ever the Rabbi says it's an invalid Edut, or do we say that it is Yachol HaZima? Why? Because he's telling the truth. It's not Shiyat HaYachol HaZima because they gave time and you can't now, they didn't give time, so now you can't claim against them. But rather, they're telling the truth because they're corroborating his story, and that's why you can't be making them. That's a great case where you can't be making them. If they're telling the truth, that's exactly what we want. Now, according to David, what David's saying is there is a possibility where he's lying, like not lying, and they're corroborating the lie that he tells them. But then the people could come and say, Imanoitim, that you were with us. Right. And Ochanami, that maybe you could say Imanoitim. Alright, now. So how am I going to be doing this show? Luckily, it's called Abal, how could you come silently? Amar Mar. Hey, Mishalim in Tashlumi Kefel. They come Moses the Ganav, that he admits that he stole. Karen by the Shlumi. Wait a minute. If, right, why are they paying Tashlumi Kefel? Right, what's the alternative? Right, hey, Mishalim in Tashlumi Kefel. These Edim that are found to be Edim Zomer and have to pay Kefel. Wait a minute. Why? They come Moses the Ganav, Karen by the Shlumi. If he admits to being Gonev, then what would he pay? He would be Karen. So the only thing the Edim are adding on top of his Karen is the second time. They're not making him pay double, right? They are actually only making him pay one time above that. So why is it that they have to pay Kefil over here, these Edim? So I'm Rabbi Lozim, Mishmei Derav, Kani, Tashlum to Kefil. It doesn't mean that they paid Kefil literally two times, they paid the additional amount that they made him Chayav beyond the amount that he should have been chayak. So that's when Tzumcha says over here, right? That Tia Gavna, the Kamayim Shamin Kefil, the Mashma Karen Vin Kefil, right? That's when he says that, he means not the Kefil that they didn't pay Kefil, but rather because the, right, they're paying the marginal, right, the additional doubling of the amount. Okay, we'll stop over here.
That's interesting.